You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The identity of skeletal remains found in the town of Leon in Washera County last week has been determined. The remains were identified with the help of the Washera County Examiner's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation. The Washera County Sheriff says the identity will be released to the public at a later date. A 34-year-old man is dead after a one-vehicle crash in Taylor County. On Monday morning, a little before 9:30, a 911 call reported the crash on Almond Avenue in the town of Medford. The caller reported one unconscious man in the vehicle. First responders found a white Chevy Traverse SUV with extensive damage in the eastbound lane of the road. The male driver was still seatbelted into the vehicle and dead. The driver was identified as 34-year-old Rudy Rene Mendoza Carenza of Medford. It appears speed was a factor contributing to the crash. And drive slow today. Whiteout conditions are likely and so are some power outages, especially as the heavy snow piles up on tree limbs and power lines. Shovel in shifts and take breaks while clearing the snow. This heavy and slushy snow is called heart attack snow from overexertion and cold temperatures causing sudden cardiac arrest. And Air Wisconsin is getting sued by the feds for a troubled flight into Milwaukee. Stuart J. Wannels has more.
The FAA has taken Air Wisconsin to court, accusing the Appleton-based airline of withholding information about a hard landing incident. It's also alleged they ignored a subpoena request. The lawsuit follows an emergency landing in Milwaukee by an Air Wisconsin-operated flight. The FAA filing says it could have been due to pilot error, despite initial reports of landing gear problems.
And it's March Madness in Milwaukee. This weekend, the Pfizer Forum hosts first and second round games in the NCAA tournament. The schedule has open practices on Thursday and games on Friday and Saturday. After nicotine and alcohol, cannabis is the third most common substance used in the U.S., and it affects safety on the roads. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
Some form of cannabis consumption is legal in 38 states. 24 states allow recreational use, while 14 states permit medical use only. With the rise in cannabis use, this form of impaired driving has become more common, leading to a heightened risk of crashes, injuries, and fatalities. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety conducted two separate but complementary studies to analyze cannabis consumers' thoughts, perceptions, and reasons for driving under the influence. One study used surveys to gain a deeper understanding of cannabis consumers' behavior and perceptions of themselves. 44.1% said they consume cannabis multiple times per day. 57.8% indicated that they drive daily. 84.8% revealed that they drive the same day that they consume cannabis, with 53% saying they consumed an hour or less before driving. They also believe consumption has little effect on driving, with 46.9% believing they either drive the same or a little better. 38.6% also said they would trust messaging about cannabis use and safe driving from cannabis industry groups and cannabis brands and companies.
And as the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimel sees record investment, with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks and connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. If the child you love is hurting so badly that they're harming themselves, you're probably feeling the pain too. Parents and caregivers may feel confused, angry, and helpless when they see signs that their child or teen is engaging in self-harm. They realize their child needs immediate help, but many have no idea where to begin. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
March is Self-Harm Awareness Month, and this spring break season, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants parents, caregivers, and those who work with young people to know that self-harm among those ages 10 to 19 typically increases following a return from school breaks and in the final weeks of the school year. Data on adolescent self-harm visits to Wisconsin emergency departments showed a nearly 10% increase in May 2023 compared to the previous month and a 24% increase in adolescent visits in April 2024 compared to the month prior. Self-harm refers to intentional actions taken to hurt oneself. It may be done as a coping strategy in response to stress, anxiety, or other emotional and/or mental health concerns. While someone who self-harms may or may not have the intention to die by suicide, self-harm may put a person at greater risk for repeated self-harm, suicide attempt, or death by suicide.
And signs that a young person may be self-harming include increased secrecy, emotional withdrawal, or changes in mood and behavior. If they're reducing time with peers or family members, with unexplained cuts, burns, bruises that are typically on the arms, legs, or stomach, you'll want to find self-harm resources to support you and your child. Experts say address the problem head-on and do not ignore the problem. Listen without judgment and without trying to problem-solve or put things in a more positive light. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Packers add a receiver from the Chiefs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers picking up a wide receiver and returner in free agency. He's Mecole Hardman, who earned three Super Bowl rings with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hardman, who turned 27 last week, suffered a knee injury last season. He'll sign a one-year deal with Green Bay. NBA, the Bucks losing last night at Golden State 104-93. Steph Curry sat out for the Warriors. The Bucks have lost five of their last seven games. March Madness underway. The Wisconsin Badgers arriving in Denver last night for tomorrow afternoon's game against Montana at 12:30.
I think quick turn, go play, right? Don't dwell on, hey, we got the championship game, we didn't get it done, now let's go on to next. We get to play in another one. We just focused on a four-team, two-game tournament. We have to win Thursday if you want to get Saturday. You know, as I've always said, all the bad teams are probably waking up about right now on spring break, somewhere with their feet in the sand, and the really good ones are still playing.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. Long Bright River is a mystery cop show on Peacock starring Amanda Seyfried. In my opinion, it took a little bit to get going, but was explained as to why later in the show. Seyfried plays a Philadelphia cop who investigates crimes against sex workers and the homeless in Philly's Kensington area. The Mamma Mia star plays the role a bit passively as a reluctant police officer, but ultimately her choices work. The best thing about the show, in my opinion, is that I really had no idea who the bad guy was right up until the end. It's always nice to binge a mystery that isn't predictable. Fox's The Cleaning Lady is infusing its cast with some new blood. Joining the show will be Lea Salonga, who starred in Les Mis on Broadway, Patricia De Leon, who most recently appeared on Taylor Sheridan's Lioness, and Robert Giacchini, who's appeared in films like Dreamgirls and Godfather 3. That's some good talent that will hopefully help the show overcome a title that's hard to take seriously. People on social media have been raving about the show Adolescence. They might be onto something, as it is the highest-rated show on Netflix for the week of March 10th. The show was discovered by over 24 million viewers between Thursday and Sunday of last week. That's 5 million more viewers than Robert De Niro's Zero Day received, which premiered February 17th. Adolescence almost drew more viewers than a horribly reviewed Chris Pratt Millie Bobby Brown movie, The Electric State, which took in just over 25 million viewers. Regarding episodic shows, the comedy Running Point finished in second place behind Adolescence with just over 9 million viewers. If you're in the mood for some laughs, check it out as Kate Hudson plays an executive who finds herself running an NBA basketball team. So much bingeable color TV to check out, but your time is valuable. So choose wisely, my fellow couch potatoes. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothée Chalamet have a lot of sex together. In a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothée Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rain will mix with and change to snow later this morning into this afternoon, with snow and blowing snow likely late today through this evening. We're talking 4 to 6 inches or more. North wind gusting 35 to 45 will create blowing snow through much of the evening. Our high today, 35. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.